Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. With me in the studio today again is Laverne Kreider. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
You keep coming back.
This is wonderful. I love it.
We are in a series of teaching and really having, I don't know how to call it teaching. It's really having conversations about the test of leadership.
Yes.
And we are convinced one thing we've learned from the beginning of this podcast, that if we can make one small change in our lives, just one little change, it can make a massive difference in our lives and the lives of those we serve. And so today we're going to talk about the test of priorities, a huge test that all of us face in life, and also we face in leadership as we're involved in leadership.
I think that this is one test that comes up, and I'm confronted with it in my own life, but as I mentor women throughout the last, 40, 50 years, this has comes up over and over again.
Talk about it.
Well, just people wanting to find rhythm in their lives.
Okay.
And just feeling there's so much busyness in our life. And what are the priorities? Because we know a priority is that everything comes from this place that we have a love relationship with God and that we have had time to hear from Him. And, Jesus said, come away by yourselves. He told the disciples, there was that very importance of learning to have time to hear God and find a rhythm. So I'd say this is probably one of the most important tests in our busy lives.
Yeah.
We need the Holy Spirit.
We do desperately. So an effective leader determines what his or her priorities really are in life. And that's what we obviously need to know that. Now, one of the places we get tripped up is it's easy to fall into idolatry without knowing it. Idolatry, obviously, idols today in our lives would be anything that means more to us than Jesus. Anything
what distracts us.
Yeah, or it distracts us from the purposes that God has for us. And 1 John 5:21 says, my little children, stay away from idols. Stay away from these distractions. And we get, knocked off our feet, so to speak, because we're not walking in the priorities that God has for us. And then a real interesting scripture in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 3, speaks of those who have idols in their hearts. And says, he's speaking to the children of Israel then, he says, and I paraphrase, he says, if you have idols in your hearts, he said, here's what happens. He said, these idols in your hearts, sometimes if you keep asking, wanting something so bad, God will finally give it to us. But he'll give it to us, but it's not good for us. Like the children of Israel, they wanted food, they were griping in the wilderness, and what happened? Well, they had, they had so much quail and manna, whatever, and it was too much, and there was worms in it. God gave them what they asked for, but it wasn't good for them. Priorities is saying, God, you're first. How do I keep the right priorities in my life, in my family, my work, my business, whatever God's given me?
And I think this is a big deal over the years because we always had it kind of like down into a neat little box.
Yeah.
God, family, and then minister or work or whatever. I just think that's okay. I get that.
Right.
But I think that it's not about us dividing our lives in parts into equal four parts. But it's more of an integrated approach, a wholeness that God wants, because it's God in everything.
Right.
It's God in our work, our worship, rest, and play, and it's a delicate, it's a balance to find that place. It's really finding a rhythm,
right,
where we are finding this place of Christ is living in me, so whatever I do comes from this place of favor on my life, God's favors on my life, whether it's work, rest, or worship or play.
Right.
And so I just think there needs to be more of an integrated approach to this in our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And in seeking the Lord, I think a lot of it is learning how to walk in the presence of the Lord, walk in practicing the presence of God. Mm-hmm. spiritual disciplines are important,
right, they are,
in our lives, but finding a rhythm to these spiritual disciplines in our lives.
So let's talk about these four areas we often talk about. You know, we call these, I think, came from Exley years ago.
Yeah, it's called the rhythms of life, I think.
Right,
it really helped us over the
years.
Yeah, it
sure did, yeah. And he talks about four rhythms. One rhythm is the rhythm of work. Obviously, that's something that we're called to do. Another is the rhythm of worship, and whatever that looks like, personal worship, corporate worship. The other is the rhythm of play, where we do the detachment thing and do something different than we normally do. And then the rhythm of rest, and where we all need to do things that are restful, and obviously a natural rest, but also there's a rest for the people of God, the scripture says, Sabbath rest.
Yes,
talk about
and
Sabbath.
That comes from within, doesn't it?
Right,
that,
it does.
But we do need to have times where we have Sabbath rest. There's a day that we would call a Sabbath.
Right. We're talking about how do we do that?
Well, I think you have to be mindful about it. In that, in our busyness, we need solitude.
Right.
And so there needs to be a time when, I think Peter Sgazzara talks about it, that you have a day of Sabbath.
Right.
Where it's you have detached from, you know, all the busyness of life. So it's finding that rhythm, you know, and it will look different for all of us.
It will.
Because, you know, some people, the work, I could look at someone and say, well, you're a workaholic. Or I could look at someone and say, well, you're lazy, you know. Mm-hmm. But we all have to find our rhythm.
We're all wired differently.
We're all wired differently.
Yeah.
And what works for us. But just having an integrated approach that we have an aspect of our lives is in of work, worship, rest, and play. But everything we do comes from this place of Christ living in us and practicing his presence, and that we don't work for favor, but it comes from favor. We work because we are loved, because the favor of God is on our lives. The grace of God is on our lives.
Yeah.
And it brings us into just more of a place of peace and rhythm.
The greatest priority of all is understanding that Christ does live in us, having that revelation from God.
Yes.
Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, and not I, but Christ in me. In the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Mm-hmm. It's Christ in us. Mm-hmm. As you said in Colossians, Paul says, there's a secret.
Yeah,
there is a secret.
Christ in me.
Christ in me.
Yes.
No, really. But getting back to Christ being in us, as we work through these four areas, these four rooms.
Because it is important that we have, that we take time in our marriage. If we just passed each other and talking as we go, but we need times that we sit, look in each other's eyes, and we're committed. So it's really, this usually isn't a schedule problem.
Right.
It's a love problem. And we're in a love relationship with God. So if we are not finding time to just be still before the Lord, and however that looks for you.
Right.
I mean, Jesus said, when you pray, he didn't say if you pray. No, when you pray, you come in, shut the door. He said, and you will find me in the secret place. And I paraphrase that. But it's very important to realize this. Some of it is shutting the door to those things that distract us, the electronics, all that stuff, learning how to shut off in the busyness, finding the solitude in our lives, you know, and in our work. It's a place of rest because Christ lives in us, so that we're not striving to perform, that in our work, it's like, oh, Christ is living through me. He's doing the work through me as I'm busy, whether it's ministry or, you know, at a job or school, you know, and finding, it's just finding this integrated approach of work, worship, rest, and play in our lives.
We talked a bit about work. Of course, we're all called to work. We talked a little bit about worship and Christ being in us. And of course, some of us are more contemplative. Some of us are less contemplative.
Yes.
But still, finding how do we worship God? What does that look like to us? Let's talk about the other two, play and rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ronald Reagan, I remember years back, you know, when he needed a break, he needed to detach. Mm-hmm. He'd go out and he would cut wood, you know. Mm-hmm. What's the President of the United States doing cutting wood? Well, he was just detaching. And I think Keith Yoder was the one who said some years ago, he wrote a book called Healthy Leaders. He said that leaders must detach themselves from the emotions, the burdens, the struggles, the weights, the conflicts, the pressures, weariness, and the monotony of leading the group they're leading. Detachment is important because the leader needs to be able to back off from his responsibilities and take a fresh look at them.
Yeah, so it's not so much methods,
right?
But it's a hard issue.
Right.
John Eldridge calls it a benevolent detachment.
I like that.
And he says, our souls were not meant to carry what so many of us carry. And it's a learning how to release things to the Lord, casting our care on the Lord and living in that place of Christ is carrying the burden for me.
Right.
And I'm surrendering it. We care. We care, but we just don't carry, he says.
Right.
And I think that helps us so much then, because it'll look different for all of us how we find these priorities in our lives or
right.
how we flesh it out.
Yeah.
It's not so much a method, but a heart issue.
Right.
And then asking the Holy Spirit, and I pray for many people, help them, Lord, help them. Holy Spirit, help us to find a rhythm in our lives. Mm-hmm. It looks different in different seasons.
Yeah.
But at least that we know there's mm-hmm. a sense of rhythm, and our priority is that we are hearing from God.
Yeah.
Whether it's practicing his presence, whether they're spending hours with the Lord,
right.
but we're flowing from that place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we look at work, worship, play, and rest, and finding the balance in God for our own lives in that. I know for some people, you know, when you get to the whole thing of play, you say they feel guilty they play.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And everyone, playing is something different for everybody.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
Some people are playing pickleball, you know. Other people are taking a hike.
Yes.
Other people are reading a book.
It's finding that integrated approach to our lives.
I really like that.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think as soon as we set it up where it's God and then family and then, you know, work or ministry or whatever, I understand why we say that.
Do.
I get that. And God must be first. There's no question about that. But you're right. It's an integrated approach, and it's learning how we walk in this rhythm of work. Work is godly. You know, mm-hmm. work is a good thing. Worship, obviously, is godly. Playing is godly. And resting is godly. It's finding the right balance in all of those. Mm-hmm. For example, how does it work out for us? Well, for years, we've had day nights. Mm-hmm. And some people have them every week. We've had them every month because of our busy schedule. But we get those in our calendars a year in advance. So we know, mm-hmm. yes, we're going to have date nights. We take four times a year, really, every season. Mm-hmm. And we just get away for a couple of days. It's just you and I. What are we doing? Well, we're getting time to rest. We're getting time to do something different mm-hmm. than was normal. And we're working on our relationship.
Yes, yes.
Wherever you sow, you reap. And that's really mm-hmm. the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So when you're sowing your relationship with God, you reap. When you sow your relationship with your family, you reap. Mm-hmm. So in your relationship with others, you're in business or church or whatever with, there you're going to reap in that area also.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, it's so much of it is a heart issue.
It is.
It starts with that hard issue of surrendering to the Lord and then him giving us grace. I mean, you traveled a lot.
Yeah, let's
so
talk
someone
about that.
Could look at you and say, well, Larry, your priority wasn't the family. But I knew your heart. And
right.
I knew that you really, it was a call of God in your life to
right.
travel for a season.
Right.
But I knew that your family was a priority.
It was.
You know, and I knew that, you know, God was your priority and that you... He was your Lord
right.
above all the other stuff, you know.
Right.
So it's such a heart issue,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's something that we find balance in
right.
as we surrender our lives to the Lord
right.
and walk in that place of freedom in Him.
Yes. So we're talking about priorities. We're talking about the test of priorities. And again, an effective leader determines what his priorities are in life. And we're learning how that we find this divine balance between work and worship and play and rest. It's always so interesting to me when talking to so many different people, like play is something totally different to one person than to another.
Yes.
I have many friends who are hunters. That's play to them.
Yes.
Well, I don't get into that at all. It's just not who I am. I'd rather read a book or write a book, you know.
Yes.
And just we're all wired different. If we can give space to one another to be mm-hmm. who God called them mm-hmm. to be, and that try to force them into mm-hmm. who we feel like God has called mm-hmm. us to be, we find great grace and great blessing in this.
But it is God's heart that we find rhythm in our lives.
It is. It is.
That in the busyness,
yeah.
We have solitude,
yes.
you know, and in the places of our work and just that we find time, that it comes from a place of rest. That's the real
right.
key. there is rest for the people of God, so that all we do, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Then he says, no, here's the method. Nope, he didn't say that. He said, learn of me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart, and I'll give you rest for your soul. Take my yoke, for my yoke fits perfectly. And I think a lot of us carry yokes that we're not supposed to carry. Mm-hmm. Expectations we put on ourselves, other people put on us, strivings, performance, just all these things that, you know, they strangle us almost. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's saying, look, I want everything that you do come from the place that you're loved unconditionally by me, and I want to bring you this place of rest. I want you to throw some yokes off so that you can come into this place of hearing from me all day long, you know, this sense of practicing his presence as we go about our daily things, and then the Holy Spirit will speak to us if we're off balance in some things.
It's a little book we read years ago,
Practice of the Presence of God.
You know, who wrote that?
Brother Lawrence, a 17th century monk.
Yeah. That was life-changing for me.
Well, he says that, listen, the presence of God is within us. And he says, we need to see God at work just as much. Well, he shares this. He goes, just as much when I'm scrubbing in the kitchen floor or whether I'm in my prayer room, God is just as much as real in our lives, no matter where we are. And we see that. It's not just dividing the secular from the sacred, but it's like, no, Christ is in me. So whether I'm out taking a run, whether I'm, on the computer, whether I'm in my prayer room, that it is Christ that's doing the work through me.
Right.
And I'm very much aware then that he is at rest within me.
Right.
And so I can go about my daily life not with a sense, well, we're leaving him at the door, you know.
Right.
No, he goes with us. And it brings a credible place
it
of
does.
His presence goes with us. His power is within us.
Yeah, without knowing it, we can get religious really quick.
We can.
And we can do the worship thing, and do the church thing, so to speak, whatever that looks like to us, rather than walk in the presence of God. And is the church important? Of course it's important. Is worship important? Of course. But we're walking and living and moving in the presence of God. Again, Christ living in us is such a powerful thing. Wow, our time is up. It's been such a good time together talking about the priorities in life, getting God's priorities. Again, all this, you can find the book, The Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership, that I had written back some years ago. And you get that in Amazon or through the Devon International Bookstore or wherever you buy books. Check out the show notes. And more information on there, things that will help you understand priorities, how to have proper priorities. And remember, God loves you so much, and he wants us to walk with him. He wants to recognize he lives in us and through us. And really, I think that's how we got through all these years. I think I've traveled more than 3 million miles. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you were so often at home, you had the children, and we worked together. And I think it's just understanding that Christ lives in us and flows through us. And we got to keep walking that divine balance.
Casting our care on the Lord,
Because he cares for us.
And only taking his yoke, which is his purposes for us.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today for the Larry Carter Leadership Podcast. And we'll be back next week talking more about the 21 Tests of Leadership. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.